Blog Talk Radio. Hey everybody, this is Josie and I welcome you this evening. It's a spirit messages session every Thursday from 8 p.m. Eastern Time until 9. I'm giving my audience free messages from the spirit world. Well, I'm testing my new microphone, so I hope you guys can hear me because the last couple of shows I've had some interruptions, which is probably not a good idea when you're doing spirit communication. So I just need your feedback if you can hear me well and so on. All right, so a couple of words about readings and the work that I do. I'm a medium, so my main gift is mediumship. So everything I'm sensing, seeing, comes from the spirit guides energies or the angels, any higher guidance with which I am connected. I'm also channeling your departed people. So whoever shows up while I'm doing the reading, I'm not necessarily inviting them, but I just do sense them. Sometimes they come, they sometimes appear out of the blue and they want to connect to you. So if this happens, I'm more than happy to pass the message on to you. So check my website, josiegrouse.com for more information. I teach psychic classes. I do all kinds of work online as well. You can connect to my Facebook page or watch my YouTube channel. There's many ways to stay in touch. So in today's session, I'm just going to get right into it without further ado. Just please understand that I try to get as many people as possible. So, and I'm just like, I'm trying to answer a question with a lot of clarity, but believe me, whatever guidance you're receiving, you have to kind of at least give it some thought, because again, I'm not the one who's giving you this information. It comes from me, to me from the higher guidance. So somebody who knows your situation, whatever you want to do with this guidance is completely up to you. But sometimes what you want to hear is not the same thing that you will hear. So a lot of people think that this whole psychic business is just entertainment. What is it? Not at all. It's far from entertainment. It's really serious life guidance. So because we have a really 1 hour session with you, I'll do my best to answer your questions in a very concise manner, just making sure that I get the point across from. So please understand that in my mind, the way the messages come through me are different for every person. But as I said, I'll do my best to make sure you get the right guidance. So ask me one question, not more than one, just for various reasons. There's always need to know, but if I can answer your one important question, I think I made my day. All right, so let's get started. Hi there.
Hello, my name is Mike.
Hey, how are you doing, Mike?
I am wonderful, thank you.
Okay, perfect. The reason I'm asking you now, I need some feedback from you because you were my first caller. I just need to know if you can hear me well. Is the voice and everything, the amplitude, whatever it is, for whatever it means, is it okay? My voice, the energy is kind of flowing, no interruptions?
Crystal clear.
Okay. Big, cool. Right here.
Well, actually, now you're kind of breaking up.
Okay. Well, that's the nature of the spirit world. Where are you calling from, Mike? Where are you calling from?
I'm in California.
Perfect. What can I do for you, my friend? Do you have any questions?
I do. I'm in a new sales position, and things have been going really well for the most part, and I just kind of wanted to see what Spirit has to say in regards to perception, in regards to what my management thinks.
Okay. Thinks of you, or what's going? Do you want to know everything? Like, what's going on in their heads all together? Well, there's going to be a long reading if I have to go through that, but I can just ask the spirit guides if they want to point out. So to me, a management primarily with a male figure that shows up for you, it's work environment. There's somebody who is a good leader, so somebody who has good connections, somebody who knows the sense of what to do. So they're giving me thumbs up for the management. So somebody who's got a good energy there as well. Now, there is, I feel there's a degree of competition as well, but listen, you are in sales, so I guess it's just a no-brainer that there is such thing at your place environment. Are you selling parts? Right? Just trying to figure this out. Like sales, like parts to something? It's just, you have like specialized sales position.
It's specialized to a particular industry, and it helps this industry grow and expand their business.
Well, that's to me, this is kind of what they're showing. It's not like you sell cars, you have to understand. It's
right.
Not like you were just selling a product that is a key product. It's just if you were just adding pieces to your customers, that's pretty much what you do. So they're
mm-hmm.
saying to me that you are good at what you do. You also have enough sort of expertise, so to say, so to be able to succeed in this company. So you have to do some sort of reporting to this just one gentleman whom I am seeing as a blue shirt or just a long sleeve shirt. I don't know what
mm-hmm.
I'm trying to idea who this is. So maybe a little bit of short hair, balding person. So if somebody who's showing me is somebody in the that somebody also has the leadership position in your organization. It's good to have trust with them. Yeah, that's pretty much it. And there will be another job for you, but not here. So perhaps, if you stay until like the end of the year, there will be some changes for you as well. But for now, it's just all you have to do is just fit in and do what you need to do. Like do your job. You'll be okay.
Wonderful.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Answer your question?
Yeah, absolutely. Made perfect sense.
Okay. All right, my friend. Well, thank you so much for calling, Mike. Enjoy your night in California. Okay. Hi there. Hello? Hello? What's going on? Hello? Hi there.
Hello?
Hello. Yes. Hello. Hi. It's Josie. You're on my radio show. How can I help you, my friend? Does that come as a surprise?
Yeah. Well, I thought you said that you were about to get somebody in from California. Or maybe I just misheard.
Oh, no. You just misheard. I said goodbye to the previous caller. Who was from California. Sorry.
Okay. All right. Got it. Sorry about that.
No worries. As long as what's that noise in the background? It's like a Terminator. Are you on your desk?
Well, I was just in the bathroom. I'm so sorry.
No, it's okay. Oh, do you want to take some time and call back?
No. I'm done.
Okay. Well, let's just close that subject. Unless you want to, take your time and do whatever you need to do. Okay.
Oh, no,
cool.
No.
What is your name?
Oh, my name is Mary.
Mary, where are you calling
from? I'm sorry. I'm calling from New York.
To get distracted.
Sorry, your voice
Mary?
Is breaking up. Could you repeat that? Your voice is breaking up.
Okay. Well, as I say, there's not much I can do. Sometimes that does happen. Can you hear me now?
Yes, I can hear you perfectly.
Okay.
Yes.
Listen, I have no idea where these things happen, but as a spirit channel, the communication interruptions, that sometimes is caused by the spirits who are trying to get inside of our communication system, because energy is is that intranet, right? So what's the easiest thing for them to manipulate if they can? So it does happen in my life and the work that I do all the time.
All right. Okay.
That's all right. Thanks. Mary, what can I do for you, my friend? Do you have any questions?
Well, today I just had an interview, and I was referred to this organization by somebody who used to be my associate. And so her boss left, and she asked if I wanted to join her organization, and she could advocate on my behalf. So I just met two people at the organization, and, you know, things seemed to go well. I just wanted to know if I will get an offer from this organization.
Well, let's see what I have to say. Well, what I can see is that they're pretty optimistic about you. I feel like you have a really good chance to get into this organization. I'm not sure if that's the personal link that you have with somebody, but overall, they're speaking positive things about you. So I do not see them giving you the offer. I have to be honest with you. I feel like they will have to delay their decision until a few, maybe weeks, and so on. So they're highly advising you to continue looking, so not to have this particular opportunity to be your ultimate goal. Okay? It's nothing that you are doing wrong. It's just the circumstances and events of the situation are not working out. And it's nothing to do with you or them. It's just the way things are. Keep your, not to discourage you, keep on, you know, doing the right things. Keep on applying. Keep on suggesting the interview as well. But the spirit guides are suggesting for you to keep on looking, which to me indicates that there could be other opportunities that are available for you in the future, and you will miss them if opportunity is chosen. So that's how it works out.
Oh, okay. So Yeah. Mm-hmm. So you're saying that you don't think that they're going to give me an offer even after a couple of weeks, or it still remains to be.
Yeah, I just honestly don't see them giving you the offer. Sometimes they show me like there's a package that you receive. What my guidance is for you right now is to look for other opportunities. So not to get, you know, this particular to be your opportunity of choice, is that you still need to look for more and so on.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That's it. So your mom
all
passed?
Right.
Sorry, Mary, your mom passed?
No, my mother's still with us.
No, that's wonderful, and she will be for many, many years. It's just there's a female who wants to speak to you. Some of you in the past, at the younger age, or somebody who was, so I would say about maybe 50s, the early, late 50s and 70s, sorry, 50s or maybe 60s. And it's somebody who's also like your name, like Mary. Somebody who has got almost like your name. The month of October, that relates to them. I'm not sure if they passed in October or they were born in October, but there are some certain energies that are in October and 15. Whether the 15th is their number of their birth or death, well, birth not likely, but say death. So does that ring a bell?
The thing is that I'm, I don't have that many people in my family who have passed away. So thinking, you know, perhaps this is like a distant aunt.
Okay. Do you think in-laws, anybody's out there? It's just, to me, it's almost like it's, her name is like you, like Mary. Marianne. Who's born in October? Let me figure this out for you. Who's born in October?
I don't know. That's the thing.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Any death that was in October?
No, not that I know of.
Okay, I'm moving on. Somebody's, is, you have any connection with Cleveland? Who lives in Cleveland?
Cleveland.
They're just, they keep on sending me messages. Sorry, I have to, otherwise I'll have to let them go. Maybe if you, this is your chance. Cleveland, who is in Cleveland right now, was recently or came from Cleveland?
Well, I have a friend who lives in Baltimore who lived in Cleveland previously.
Well, see, that gets complicated. Well, listen, I'm going to let you figure it out. Do you have anybody? So, okay, this is weird as it gets. Do you have any family in Portugal or friends who are Portuguese? Like, I sound like computer, but it's just
wow,
you not connecting.
I did meet a Portuguese couple some time ago, and yeah, I mean, I guess we're friends, but we haven't seen each other in some time, and the female friend is called Ligia, or Ligia.
Well, I don't know. That sounds really, really strange. Well, I'm going to let you go, and I'm going to let them go as well. It's just, you know, you have to be in the right frame of mind for them to be able to recognize. The second you hang up, then you'll start recognizing things. It's something called psychic amnesia. Okay, that's not to worry. I'll give you this information. Maybe do a little bit of homework, ask a couple of people. Maybe friends will be sort of, you recall them. Okay.
Okay.
And best wishes, your mom. Don't worry about your mom. Some people say, oh my God, why did you say that about my mother? It's all with great love. I just, again,
okay.
I feel that if I have connections with the other side and it's your people, I'm letting them speak. That's how it works. Okay. Thank you so much. Keep on looking at your job there. They always guide you to a better position. They will always want you to do better than you want to do. It's almost like you only can sometimes get stuck on certain things, but they'll send you on something bigger and better. You have to have this level of trust. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
All right. Thank you.
Great speaking to you. Enjoy your night. Thank you.
All right.
Hello there. It's Josie.
Hi, it's Jennifer
Josie.
From New Jersey calling.
Jennifer, pleasure to speak to you, my friend. How is it going? How are you doing?
Hanging in there. Everything bothers me, but I just wanted to be up. We don't have time for my problems.
Well, maybe one. Okay, let's see what we can do. Maybe there's one I can help you with today. What's going on? What can I help you with?
I guess, like, with my health and stuff, and or if you have any messages from spirit or whatever. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, let's see what happens. A couple of people that I can pick up from the other side, but those ones are the deceased people, for sure. So there aren't the spirit guides. So one is may also could be your dad as well. And
okay.
Is there B? Is it B in his name? I'm doing my best.
Yeah.
There. B is his name?
Bill. Yeah, William. Yeah.
Okay. That's it. So that's who is here with you. He's just looking really chic. Sometimes the spirits to me, they want sometimes, I don't know why, but they really want to look good. They want to make a point that they're really healthy and, you know, just
aww,
nice looking and smiling, dressed up. So I guess because you will see that and you will sort of, you have this peace about the afterlife. So that, you know, that all
mm-hmm.
of the dead people are at peace.
Right.
Okay. All right, so there's, I'm just hearing daughter. So you have a daughter?
No, I don't.
Okay, so then means that you are.
Though.
Okay, you know, you are the daughter. So if that's not the daughter.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Mm-hmm. So, like, did you ask me about your health? Because I can look into that.
Yeah, to see
okay.
my health. I'm dealing with some different stuff
mm-hmm.
that's getting better or the same, what's going on? Like I actually filed a disability, which I got denied
mm-hmm.
and I reapplied and it's an appeal
mm-hmm.
and I don't know if that's ever coming to fruition or not, but I still suffer the same crap.
mm-hmm.
see
well,
anything.
Well, let me tell you, they're suggesting, well, it's never the same for everybody, but what they're suggesting to you right now is actually keep on applying. It's almost you
okay.
will be successful with the support for people. It's apparently health is really has to be taken seriously. They want you to know
mm-hmm.
that. So the way it works out, again, I feel like you need to switch your doctors. You need to switch the provider for you. So you have a doctor either following you right now or the one
provider.
You need to change your doctor, your medical practitioner.
Okay.
Or at least give yourself the second chance with somebody else's opinion.
Right.
So the way I see things, it's you have to have it under control, which means that it is not getting worse, but it remains the same. So you always have to, it's almost like a fine line. If you are sort of below that line, everything kind of manageable. Once it gets over the line, it's that's when health problems appear.
Yes.
So you guys on the same issue that you're concerned with, your father is telling me that he had almost the same thing. I'm not sure if that's the like something to do with circulation or something like this, but he's kind of understand it's a painful situation.
I'm supposed to have lupus.
Okay.
And it's like the circulation too. So I have autoimmune.
Yeah, it's like old body. What I'm saying is, it's not
yeah.
just one thing in your body. It's more like a generalized body, and something that did he have it as well? Was he suffering from?
I don't
any
know,
sort of...
but I know on his side of family, an aunt did or somebody had it. They passed.
Okay. Because that's what he says. It's almost like he understands your pain. It's just kind of rounds itself in circles. And so he's familiar with what you're going through. So the mm-hmm. way it will work out, it's like you have to maintain it in the sense that a lot of the times, first of all, with medications, because they're showing me the traditional way for you to manage this condition. There are
yeah,
sometimes
but I'm not-
they...
Mm-hmm. I wanted to try to do the holistic thing only. I'm so against doing those
mm-hmm.
medications they're bringing
mm-hmm.
up to me, and they're going to do lab work again. And if I don't get better, they want me to go on them, and I don't want them.
Right. I understand that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Listen, and there's no way I will ever give you medical advice. You have to understand that I'm not a medical doctor. All I can see is that there. I know how. The guidance looks like when they are suggesting traditional medicine versus holistic. So in your
mm-hmm.
case, they are leaning towards traditional. So you combine those. And it's not a thing.
Yeah. Josie, I missed the last thing you said about after medicine. It's a phone.
Okay. Can you hear me now?
A little
Am
bit
I-
better. It's messing up.
Okay. I remember what I was saying, but I have to ask again. So
they're saying
the way,
about medicine, traditional?
Yeah.
Okay.
The way have to balance medicine with the holistic. It has to be both. Somehow, even the arrangement, whatever you can do to make yourself feel better, just do it mm-hmm. without sort of doubting. Because it's a lot of stress on your body when you're mm-hmm. having with health. You're not yourself. You are really down on yourself when you experience the health problems. So at least you have more control over it. You have more control over that specific, you know, condition, and
right.
you'll be much happier. Hello?
Thanks, Dan.
Okay, good. So that's what they're telling you. So just don't be resistant. Sometimes
I'm
you know,
not gonna leave yet.
Yeah. No.
I'm 37.
No.
That's the other thing. Can I ask one more thing? Like, I'm concerned with this mm-hmm. situation. Do you see me having a child at all with this problem, or it's best not to? Because I'm sitting on the fence with that. I don't want to have a sick baby.
Okay, well, let me tell you this. The only thing I can do, when people ask me this question, there's only one thing I can do. I can ask the spirit guides, and if they show me a child, I say, yes, child. If there's no child that I can see, I say, no, child. And it's only because they just do not show it to me. So you have to, They're just me. Don't get discouraged and say, I will never have kids. It's, remember, having children is a choice. There's no problem with having a child. It's just for some people, having children, they can change that situation. They can change their mind. So today they won't have kids. There are a bunch of kids around you. There's like nephews and nieces and all of that stuff. So they are, then you are the most loving creature on the planet. You know, they really love you. You're really giving them so much of your love. When I'm asking if you have your own, I'm just not getting the answer. So I just have to trust that it's just for a reason. And that's kind of what I'm doing, not to try to mislead you and then give you something that's just, because I've working with my spirit guides for a long time. So they're like, without them, there's no way I can even help anybody. You know, they're the ones who are helping you. So, mostly you look at your life from that perspective of, you know, there are so many people who need you, and sometimes your love is much deeper when you direct it to people who are, you know, like your extended family members, your friends. And so on. But take care of yourself. It's manageable. That's what they're trying to tell me, that it's all good. As long as you're able to manage it within that scope, maybe take in both methods, they're traditional and holistic.
Acupuncture stuff.
Acupuncture. Did you just say acupuncture?
Yeah, I said acupuncture.
Okay, yeah, that's good. They're just showing me that too, like the word acupuncture.
Porcupine,
shows up
in it. No, yeah.
Yeah, and then and big hug to your mother. Your mom was alive.
Yeah. What about my mother?
No, your mom is alive. She's
still alive.
Okay. Yeah. Because your dad is just giving me hug, and wants the same thing for your mom. So.
What
did
you
want
me to do?
Just hug your mother.
Oh, okay.
Give her a big hug. is there a sister on your mom on
sister.
The other side? Yeah. On the other side.
No,
your mom's sister.
She has a half sister.
Okay.
She's a half sister, but she's alive.
Okay. No, they're showing me there's somebody who is your dad there, and that was the sister who passed. No, there's somebody's sister that I can see.
Oh, my. Let me think for a minute. Oh, I don't know. There's a sister-in-law. The sister-in-law passed.
Well, either way, is it J or G in her name? That's kind of what
and
I'm picking
name?
Up.
And the sister's name?
Oh. Yeah, this female. I don't think she's direct sort of relative to you, but she could be the aunt or sister-in-law, something like that. J or G? It's more G. It's like Gina. Okay, I'm going to let you think about that one. But it's,
okay. Just saying? They're just coming through, like, hi?
Well, you know what? I wish I had more time so I can just chat with them. But just saying that they're there because I can see them.
That's fine.
Okay, my friend.
Okay, thank you.
Great.
Bye-bye.
Absolutely, Mary. Thank you so much for calling. It was a pleasure to speak to you. All right. Let's see. Hello there. Hi.
Hello. Hi.
Hello, my friend. How are you doing?
I'm doing pretty good.
And what is your name?
Nathaniel.
Nathaniel, what's going on, my friend? I thought so. I had your name popping up. Nathaniel.
Yeah, that's
popping up. So.
I want to see if you sleep and get in the car. I've been out with the car for almost a year now, and it's getting pretty hot here, so I'm kind of a little leery about the car because it's so hot. I think I'll be careful driving on hot days. But do you see me getting a car within the next few weeks? Or?
Not within next few weeks. Whether you getting a car, I'm getting a yes for that. Whether it's next few weeks, it's a no, my friend. No, it's yeah. There's other things that, you know, having a car is one thing, but that's not within your priority. Like in terms, okay. If you just ask me this yes or no question, no. You can purchase a car towards the end of summer. That's what they're showing me. August, September, that would be a better time for to purchase the car.
Okay. Do you think that'll involve a move at all, or, you know, when I be moving?
Okay, here's the thing, Nathaniel. It's not just you, everybody who calls in the same question over and over again. I lost the spirit guide connection already. And okay. You know what? They will stop talking. One reason, like the listening. Nobody's paying attention. They can tell you this one time. They can tell you maybe two, but the same question gets repeated over and over again. They'll walk away. Like right now, the situation I'm facing, my spirit guides are just bystanders. They aren't talking. So everything that we were talking about in previous conversations without your move and wanting to do the right thing at the right time, this is what this is about. It's like you got to have to pay attention to the stuff that they're saying to you. Okay, there's nothing new about this. Is this the same guidance? You have to, absolutely. Like move happens, yes, but you got to have to get up and move. There's a lot of this kind of things that they want to bring up in you. So they can show you the move in September, but the same thing, you know, what you do with your life up till September really determines whether the move will happen or not. Fundamentally, you are creating your reality, my friend. Everything, they can tell you sort of the direction where you need to go, but that's about it. They cannot do the work for you. Okay, so I'm going to let you go, and hopefully everything works out well, and stay cool, stay away from the heat.
Yeah. Hey, well,
all right.
Bye-bye.
My pleasure. My pleasure, Nathaniel. Hi there. Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Yes. Hi. This is Josie.
Hello.
I'm hearing birds on the other side. It's like, do you have a parrot? Do you have like an owl
Hello.
Or something? Hello. Hi there.
Hi.
Yeah, I can hear you. Hello. Are you there?
Hi, Josie. Yes.
Okay, wonderful. That's good. Now we can communicate.
Sorry, you're breaking up.
What is your name?
I'm Susan from Brisbane.
Okay, I lost.
Hello?
Susan from, yeah, Susan?
Brisbane, Australia.
Okay, you calling from Australia?
Yes.
Wonderful. Susan, do you have birds in the background? Because I'm hearing
yeah,
a little noise.
I'm standing outside and I think there's some birds chirping.
Oh, wow, you have nighttime right now, actually. It's pretty...
daytime.
You know, oh, it's the daytime. Yeah, my time orientation is messed up. Anyway,
yeah.
Susan, happy to speak to you, my friend. How can I help you? Do you have
I'm
a
just
question?
Wondering, yeah, it's more like general on, I suppose, life purpose or what I should be doing.
Mm-hmm.
Or any advice?
No. Well, let's see what they have to say. In-depth question, you know, this is a really deep question about life and so on. So I just want you to know that life is not something you do or something that happens when you follow the right path and so on. Your life purpose is really about that journey. So what I can tell you is this. This is what the spirit guides are telling me. So they're telling me that you are a healer. You are born to heal. You're born to heal yourself. And you're born to heal other people. So that's what people get attracted to you as an individual. So there's two different energies that people come through. This is what I teach. This is what the guidance I've been receiving from my spirit guides. So you can be a teacher or a healer. So it both ways, you'll come to make, to create something, to co-create this universe. So to help your fellow human beings. Anyways, so in the healer's mode, everybody who's attracted to you will need that healing. They will need that healing from you. So whether it's an emotional healing, whether it's a physical healing, anything. So when people call you, they just want you to listen. And that's how a lot of the path of the healer will unfold. So healers are great with anything to do with connection with people. So you can actually become a healer if you wanted to. You have the empathic ability, and you even have the power in your hands to do energy healings if you wanted to. This is not an obligation. If you chose to develop your gift, like say teachers, they channel information. Like me, I'm a teacher, so I channel information. That's what people come to me for, information. So I'm not a healer, even though I have medical background. I am not a healer. So with you, you are a healer, and your best relationship sometimes is with the opposite energy, who is a teacher energy, because you will kind of complement each other. If you have another healer in your life, it will be a needy, moody kind of a relationship, because the empathic people can get really sensitive sometimes to energies. So anyways, this is the life purpose of your this lifetime. In this lifetime, you're a healer, so you can absolutely get involved in any sorts of healing. They also say to me for you to read angel cards. So something to do with energy of the cards. It's like you learn every day and you're spreading cards for everyday guidance. And that's what they're working with you as well.
Great.
They're also saying to me you're working with water. I'm not sure if you actually have a pool or have some swimming pool at work or something like this. You're actually something like a lifeguard. But they're showing me that you have connection with water.
Okay.
One marriage for you. That's all I can see. You and is it two sons you have?
Three.
Okay, that's close. Two sons.
I've got children.
I got three sons. Well, I can only see two. The other could be. Is one of them twins? Sorry, I'm not gonna get there. It's all that psychic reading. I just want to stay on course with your life purpose. So you're again one of the things that you are. They are giving you guidance about specifically helping other people within your family. So your family are the ones who need you. Your family are very closely connected to you as a healer. So they depend on you, as especially the youngest person. The youngest child in your life will, it's almost like a project 5 years from now, they still have you as their most caring, you know, most loving person in their lives. It's you. So you make these connections with people. So this is what your life is about. It's just really being there for people, as many people and many empathic healers. This is kind of what they do in moments of people's needs. They are the ones who supply that extra energy that the people need. So just be careful yourself. Be careful of giving away your energy, because you feel like you're walking battery, like you are battery charged for people who are low on energy themselves. So you're just easily exposing yourself to it.
Yes, that makes sense.
And somebody's birthday coming in June?
Just yeah, my youngest son.
Yeah, so there's like your deceased people. Is it 26? What's 8? What date? 26?
No, the 17th of June is my youngest son's birthday.
Okay. Is he turning 26?
No, he's turning 12.
Okay. you got to help me out. I'm seeing 2 and 6. Either there's another person on the other side who's speaking to you. Is a male figure, and they're showing me the 26th or 28th is either their birthday or death, and they're related to your younger son. So either they are named after, your son is named after them, but this is kind of a relationship that they're showing to me.
Okay. That doesn't make sense at the moment. My granddad lived around then, but he's not got the same name.
Okay, the same initials?
No.
Okay. That's kind of the way the spirits connect to me. They have to show me some dates as well. So, and who they are, like names, things like that. So when they're giving me the people who are alive, it's because they really want to make a point about either them being named or so on. And who's born in May? Sorry.
I don't know anyone born in May.
Okay, died May 3rd. Again, another date that I'm seeing. May 3rd.
My grandfather.
Oh, well, listen, they're all there. If you want to speak to them, we can do that, but it's going to be probably, you know, when you want to speak to the deceased, it's easier.
Yeah.
When they just randomly show up, you don't make connections, and it's all good. Well, think about those dates, May 3rd or 13, or they could have passed in 2013. And the other date I forgot. I don't hold on to 28
June.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Excellent. Thank you so much.
Oh, my pleasure. And all the best. I love the birds in the background. It's like a tropical forest. It's like Amazon. Okay,
so
my friend. Well, all the best to you. Best of luck.
Thanks.
Okay, my friend. Bye-bye. Hi there.
Oh,
hi.
Hi
there.
This is Suzanne.
Hi, Suzanne. I had Susan, the one before you. The lady before you was Susan, and now you're Suzanne. Wonderful.
Yeah, I'm Suzanne.
Suzanne, where are you calling from?
Long Island.
Well, let me tell you something. You have your own mediums in Long Island, so there's no point of you calling me.
Yeah, you can't get a hold of her.
You have your own mediums, you know.
Yeah.
Go get your own. She's in Canada now, by the way. Teresa Caputo, she's in Canada.
Yeah, I never
she's
met her.
Canadian
she's
too.
Once in a while, you know.
I don't follow her at all, but I just had this picture out. She was standing by the Canadian flag, so it's the only reason why I know. Anywho, Long Island, how can I help you, Suzanne?
I have a couple of things. When do you, just three quick questions. When do you see me again having a boyfriend, a relationship?
Okay, let me do one question, okay? It's fair to all the rest of the people. So when are you going to get a boyfriend?
Yeah.
All right. I'm seeing number. Are you 38 right now?
I wish I was.
Okay.
Well, I like a little bit younger men, but.
Okay. Well, this is the if I'm asking them when they usually give me either your age or certain sort of number that makes sense to you, which clearly doesn't. So, how old are you now?
55.
55. Were you married before?
I was.
Okay. And this 38?
No, I dated somebody who was 38 who I really liked.
Well, they're showing me one marriage. So whether you were married before and that was the times when you were, you know, 30.
Oh, you're right. I'm sorry. I was 38 when I got married. Duh. Okay.
It's okay. It's fine. You know, that's okay, Susan. Don't worry about it. What I can tell you is the marriage, there's one marriage that you chose for yourself, whether it was the previous relationship. Now, where you are right now, I'm seeing different men, like in terms of you are seeing people who are, it's like trial and error, just going with one and then switching to the next one. So you have no problem with going out with men. So that's who, that's what they advise you to do, not to focus on one particular man, but just almost have some different people in your life and just going out and then seeing what happens. Now, that's, I don't know what the definition of a boyfriend to you. So,
well,
but
I, you know, I'm looking for a relationship, maybe even living with somebody in marriage. I've been alone for since 2002. So, you know, I was only married 3 years. So I'm really looking for that.
Right. That's all I can tell you. They're suggesting for you to start there. It's like, see, like, let your presence be around people. Reach out to people. They're not coming to you. This is the point. This is what they're trying to tell you. It's almost like you've got
to reach out.
Yeah,
I'm trying to do that. I am.
Yeah, and it's that's fine. That you're totally doing this right. It's about connecting to people, spending time with them, and having fun, and so on. So, like this year, this is what you're doing. You basically connecting with men on different levels, going out, you know, having just a good time. This is what is the right thing to do this year. Just typically not to worry about their like long-term relationship and so on. But you got to immerse yourself back into the dating game. You got to immerse yourself into this situation of wanting just to feel comfortable around men and this kind of the beginning journey. But where do you meet them? There's going to be like stuff.
I can't hear you.
I don't know if you're... Hello?
Yes, I can hear you now. Hello?
Okay. So if I'm asking them specifically what you need, where you're looking for men, I'm not getting a clear answer. I'm seeing like landscapes and farmlands. I'm not sure if you're into men who spend a lot of time outdoors, but this is kind of like natural events and stuff like that would people spend a lot of time outdoors. That's kind of what I can tell you where you can meet them. Now, whether it will be someone specific, I simply don't have that guidance. I just can tell you that they're showing different men with whom you're having a good time. So if that's kind of the first stage, and I think that's what they want to make this really simple for you. Just start dating.
Do you see me getting a teacher aide or teacher assistant job in September?
No, I'm not going to answer that, okay? One question at a time. But I'm happy to help, my friend. Okay? So let me try to get to as many people as we can. All right,
thank
Suzanne?
You.
My pleasure. Okay, all the best.
Bye-bye.
Hello there. Hi, it's Josie.
Hello. Hi, this is Mary. I'm calling from Florida. Thank you for taking my call.
Oh, it's a pleasure, Miriam. Miriam or Marian?
Mary,
how would you spell that?
M-A-R-Y.
Okay.
I was going to ask you a health question, but if you pick up anything while I'm talking about something else, you could let me know. But I do need to know if I'm going to be making a move because my finances are really giving me a hard time, and I was thinking that the move might help, but it's been delayed.
Well, the move is not happening for you at the moment. This is kind of what they're advising. Is you just moving also? When you're not moving, you're moving to minimize things. It's all like you're sort of moving either into a smaller area, into the
smaller
environment. Yeah. So this is the case. Like you kind of downsizing, and this is kind of important for you to do that, but not at the moment. If you do, it has to be in the fall. It has to be later. So where you are right now is just about like I feel. Hello,
I'm sorry.
You have to. Okay, can you hear me?
That's better. Yeah, it broke up
okay.
there.
Okay. So I feel that there will be a sort of a need for you to sell your furniture. I think that's kind of what I'm seeing. If you need money, it's almost like making the garage sale with some of the stuff that you have at home.
Yeah, I've been trying to do that a little at a time. I've been selling things, but not too many people are buying right now. Mm-hmm. You see me working or getting extra money from some of the sources that I've been looking into?
You have to work. It's almost like right now what the situation comes as there's a part time. I'm not sure it's part time casual employment, but it does kind of stay connected to you, to your current situation. So there's a need for you to make some extra money on the side, and it's nothing wrong with that. It's okay. So
you see that happening?
Yes. It has to happen. So they're giving me like, there's not like will it or should it, or it has to, like it will happen. They're showing me like, for at least for now, if you want to make the move possible, you have to be able to start the work. The work is the way for you to move. So this is basically this is what they're suggesting. So they're not specifically advising.
I haven't had too much luck. Some of the places where I went, they wanted you to have, you know, like long-term schooling for things that I had done in the past, but now they changed the rules, and there's been a lot of changes in the workforce, so I haven't been as lucky to get any part-time work. And I've also been applying to different resources in the community. I'm doing a lot of searching, and I just haven't been able to land anything that, you know, I'm able to get.
For sure. Yeah, it's a matter of time. It's don't worry about it. You will get a job. It's they're saying to you keep on working. Like, do not give up. And you may even find a position even outside of your area where you're looking. So for example, if you're looking in things like retail, but you got a job at a completely different place, like a doctor's office.
I'm like looking into all kinds of things. I'm not putting any, you know, particular label on it. I'm just going to keep, you know, seeing what's out there and taking what I can. But it's just not, you know, people just haven't been hiring, and I do have a lot of experience in many areas. But right now the market is slow. So I was promised actually an apartment months ago, and it wasn't ready, and then they rented it to somebody else, and now I'm waiting for another one to be fixed up. They're telling me that if I stay where I'm at, I was promised that they wouldn't make me pay the full rent, but now I'm still waiting because I haven't got anything in writing. So that's why I'm nervous about remaining where I'm at.
So for now, I see you remaining where you are. It's almost like there is a delay. Like you are releasing like your furniture, letting go at least one piece at a time. And essentially, a smaller is coming for you. But that's just towards the end of the year. So at least that's when.
Not till late September? That long?
So, yeah. That would be the move. So if you're willing to wait, or at least if you know internally that whatever you're being offered, it's just a move. Like, for the sake of moving, it's not good. But if you will, they will please you. Instead of not,
I'm sorry, you broke up a couple times. I missed some of the words.
Of things.
I keep missing the words. I don't know what's happening to the line. The line was breaking up, so I didn't catch that.
Now, can you hear me now?
I can. You cut in and out.
Okay. Can you hear me now? Sometimes I have to stop. Hello?
Yes, I'm still listening.
Okay, so I don't remember where I left off, where we had this break.
You were saying that it may be as long as September before I can make a move.
Well, as long as you're willing to wait. You can take whatever they give you, but if you're willing to wait, you will get a
better... I don't mind waiting if they don't charge me the full price to stay where I'm at because it isn't ready. That's my concern.
So first, continue applying for jobs of the small place to move into.
Right, yeah, I'm doing that. I'm getting rid of as much as possible.
Mm-hmm. Good. Keep on doing that. And, so that's the right way to go. That's what I...
Okay. I hope next time we have a better connection, Josie.
I really hope so. If you can never tell. It's almost okay. Well, it's such a great speaking to you, Brett. Okay.
Yes, same here. Thank you. Good night. You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, take one more call and hope the communication will be a little better this time. Otherwise,
hello.
Yes, hi.
Hello?
There. It's Josie.
Mm-hmm. Hi,
yes.
Hi, this is Regina.
Hey, hi, Regina.
Hi.
Am I loud enough? Am I clear enough?
Yes, I can barely can hear you. You like going in and out.
Okay. Well, I can barely hear you as well, so I don't know what's going on. Is this better now if I speak like this? Is this better if I speak like this?
Yes. I can hear a little bit better now.
Where are you calling from?
Georgia.
Georgia. Wonderful. What can I do for you today, Regina?
Yes, I had a job interview today. And And of course I'm in the process of looking for more of a traditional job because I do something on the side, but nothing really just steady or stable. So I just want to see what you see coming up for me as far as finding employment.
Okay, let's see. Okay, well, I'll do my best to speak with the interpreter because I feel there's like this clicking sound between us.
Okay.
So I'll try to stay as back as possible. So,
okay.
Your job situation now, you have a lot of. This work. You have to prove to other people that you have this ability or independence. So you have, this is, I don't know, somehow this is important. Now, whether the job will be yours at this point, well, I have 2 weeks about, but if they don't call you by June 10th, that's no. I feel like there's a lot. I think there's a lot of people competing. There's a lot of people who are looking, they're into it, they're interviewing. So I feel like that's pretty, it's a pretty competitive market. Now, what is it you do? So, because I have this creative idea with the showing me, it's almost like you have to create by yourself, like something out of nothing. What is it that you do?
I'm just a freelance makeup artist, and so I try to when I go on gigs or something or there's an event, I go to
That's all I need to know. Makeup artist. This is kind of what I need to know because I'm confused at what you can do. It's almost like they expect you to present some individual projects. It's like come up with ideas and so on. So, listen, all I can tell you about this career as well is that your success depends on how creative you can get. So if you master, say, makeup altogether, makeup completely different, I don't know, like faces, or if you can make completely so different presentations for your clients, this is what your strong skills. That will be your strongest, most powerful skill is how individual, how special you are with your skills. So, now I'm asking about this position. There's still, if you get this, it will be only part time. I don't feel it will be a full time or taking most of your time in any ways. So consider this. this could be, you have to look for different opportunities. It's not just this one, but there are other ones as well. And maybe build up like a really strong portfolio that will really help you. That will sort of, that will put you like in front of people. It's like your projects, it's your individual beautiful projects. This is kind of what they're suggesting that you do.
So they just want me to focus more on my my side job.
Side job. Well, at least this is kind of the way things are working out. It's like if you persist, you will become really successful. It's like you have to, you cannot hold all of the sort of eggs in one basket. You have to put
right.
them in different areas. But they certainly
mm-hmm.
suggest that your creative work deserves a special note. Your creative work
okay.
deserves special appreciation, and you may not even see it yourself, but they want
okay.
you to have faith in yourself. And because you have faith, you will succeed. And maybe even just on part-time basis, but slowly you will build it up. It will take
yeah.
time.
And that's exactly what I want to be.
Yeah. And they're just,
mm-hmm.
they're supportive of that. They really want you to focus on that and keep on moving forward. It's like, even if you have a part-time job somewhere else, still get engaged with that passion of yours. Just continue doing it.
Okay. Yeah. All and
right.
like you said, I have other, job other, you know, I didn't just focus on that one because there are other prospects that's out there for me. It just happened today.
Mm-hmm.
It just happened to be the interview today. So
mm-hmm.
that's why I was just like, I just put that out
okay.
there.
Got it. But don't rely on this to be just completely your, like, 100% job. You will have
oh.
to, you'll have different projects. It's better that way somehow for you to have different jobs, like, with different
okay.
people. It's like that. Don't
okay.
put your eggs all in one basket, which is, I think, makes sense. But,
okay.
yeah, that's how it works out.
okay. Well, thank you.
All right. Well, always a pleasure. Well, thank you so much for calling. I think I will call it a
yeah.
night, and you'll be my last caller.
Right.
All right.
Yeah,
so,
yeah. I finally got in. Thank you.
Okay. Anytime, my friend. You can reach
okay.
me through email or go on Facebook. I'm listening. I'm always in connecting with people. All right.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank
I will.
Guys
thank
so
you
so much
uh-huh.
for tuning in. Love you. It's 9 p.m. here in Toronto. It's nighttime for me, and it's been a long day. But love you. Hope I was able to help a couple of people with the messages, and my microphone again screwed up. But life is beautiful. Love you guys. Enjoy your night, evening, or day, wherever you are in the world. And many blessings.